Hey, you. You mind if I have a seat? Oh, I'm good. I'm coming down from a bit of a buzz. So, yeah, good. Right? I don't know. Speaking of, do you want a drink? I brought your favorite. Sure, it is just a beer, but it's the one you always have. And hey, if you don't want it, you're welcome. What about you, though? You okay? Well, this party is for you, yet you're all the way out here on your own. What's up? You say nothing, but I don't think you'd be sitting all by your lonesome if that was the case. No one's actually wondering where you are. We can all see you from back there. But we miss you. I was the unfortunate sacrifice, chosen to make the arduous journey to come and get you. Yes, a veritable Oregon Trail. It was tough dragging myself, though, all this sand just to come see you. So maybe share that drink with me. Awesome. I'm joking, by the way. I came out to see you because I wanted to. Oh my God, you're right. Now I have seen you. So, can I walk back to everyone? I'm obviously not gonna force you. If you want to stay here for a while, that is completely fine. Then can I stay with you? Thanks. I don't really need to talk or anything like that. We can just sit. I'm enjoying your company before I lose it. I'm used to the idea, I think. You've had this plan for a while now, so I'm pretty sure I can deal. And you? How are you feeling? You're not really fooling anyone, right? Since I'm here, you might as well tell me what's on your mind. Yeah. Don't even try to deny it, okay? You know that never works. Too honest for your own good. I can read you a little bit too easy, sweetheart. I want to do something about that, I don't want some new folks taking advantage of your innocent little soul. Hush. I bet you'll miss all of my teasing. So, what's the matter? Is it nerves? Yeah, about leaving. What else? That's understandable. Why wouldn't you be, You're moving away from, like, everything, Are you scared? I mean, I'd be. I don't like thinking about being all alone. No, I'm not saying. I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm sure you'll meet plenty of people really quickly. Sure you will. Just show them how great you are, and you'll have to fend off the masses with a stick or something. Trust me. But if you replace me, oh boy, then I might come a running. I'm only messing with you. You're going a bit too far away for me to do that. But anyway, you can do this, okay? I know you can. This is a big step for you, but isn't it a step in the right direction? Exactly. So you go get him. No uncertainty, no tears. We've all got your back, so you do what you need to. Of course I mean it. Go get him, Tiger. You got this. And I got this too. I will be cheering. I'll be cheering you on back home. Yeah, I mean, it's not like we'll lose contact or anything either. We're just all phone call away. Or you can message me or whatever, but calling is nicer, isn't it? I mean, I think so. Or are you asking me if I'm okay? I'm trying to help you out here. No. I need to psych you up so I don't. I'm trying to. I didn't want you to see me get like this. No, not here now. This was supposed to be your farewell party. I was supposed to be happy for you. Everyone is so proud of you for doing this, but then there's me. Selfishly falling apart because you're leaving. No, how is it not selfish? I know that you have to leave, but I can't help myself. Even if you say that, it doesn't matter if it's normal. That won't stop me from feeling so awful about it. I want to send you off with a smile. I really do. And trust me, I would if I could. With you, though, I've never been this close to someone and then have them leave on me like this, which is, it's not your fault, obviously. What kind of person would I be to say that? You leaving, it scares me. We have always been together, and now we won't. I mean, sure, we could, keep in touch on the phone and stuff, but that's different. You'll be so far away from me. Oh, do you see what I mean? I'm so fucking. All I'm thinking about is myself. I wanted to cheer you up, and I'm saying all of this. Thank you for being understanding. Yeah. It's hard, you know? Listen. I know that I came here with a loose plan to bring you back to the party, but would you mind if we just stay like this for a while? Thanks. I don't want to lose any more time with you. I'm gonna miss you too. If that wasn't, already incredibly obvious, could I maybe also hold your hand? Honestly, all I want to do right now is hug you tight and just never let go, but I'm not gonna let people see that. Last thing they need is me bringing down the mood, so can you give me your hand? It's warm. It's nice. It reminds me that you're still here, that you're still home with me. And this isn't the first time that we've done this. Yeah, us holding hands. It's because I've always done it in secret. No. Not in like some psycho stalker girl kind of way. God, no. Just okay. So sounds all creepy stalkery, but when I, you know, when I say this, but like, I would always make sure to keep my hand right next to yours when we would sit together. And I'm pretty sure that you felt me do it. If you fell asleep while we were watching a movie or something, I would put my hand in yours like this. I know, secret hand holding, so scandalous. I really liked it. Being with you like this is always comforting for me. Whenever we're together, I feel like I am exactly where I need to be. I don't know how to explain it exactly. It's this feeling that I get. I think the best way to say it is you feel like home. You feel like home, and I love feeling that way. I love that you make me feel that way. I am, yeah, nerves, my feelings, alcohol, it makes it easy to get all teary-eyed and sentimental. I really do, I do mean it, although. Which is why I hate that you're leaving. I hate that it feels like I am losing you. No, you don't need to do anything about it. It's not like you could, really. It's as much as I want you to just to stay, I would never, ever ask that of you. No. Don't say that. You know that you need to do this. Yeah, it does suck, huh? Knowing that someone you love is just slipping right through your fingers. No, I can't say it. No, no matter what, I can't. I don't want to do that to you. It will only make it hurt more when you leave. What? Why would you? I told you I couldn't say it. I didn't want to say it, but now you. Please don't say it again. I can't. I love you too. So much. I could have said anything else, but not that. I didn't want to say those words. It almost felt like a line that I shouldn't even cross. Saying it would make it all real, and how could I do that when I know I can't have you? Maybe there will be something for us in the future. And I would love that, but right now, though, we can't do this. Not with you leaving. It wouldn't be fair to either of us. I know. I hate thinking about that too, so let's just not, okay? Let's just sit here until we can't. And please. Please don't let go of my hand. I need to know that you're still here. Yeah. Just like home.